أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم. لئلا يعلم أهل الكتاب ألا يقدرون على شيء من فضل الله وأن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the continuation, the chain of nubuwat that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had sent down one after the other till Isa alayhi salatu was salam. A few qualities of the disciples and those that were sincere to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was discussed. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kifleini min rahmati. O you who have brought iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcate taqwa of Allah, wa aminu bi rasulihi, and continuously, hold steadfastly in bringing iman in his Rasul, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yu'tikum kiflaini min rahmatih. Allah will grant you two shares from his rahmah. The question is, whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing over here? The easiest and most acceptable is that from amongst the Ahli Kitab, more especially the Nasara, there were those that brought iman at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence they brought iman in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam before that, and now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is commanding them to remain steadfast in the iman in our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because they brought iman in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, O previous Nabi, and then they brought iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises them that Allah will grant them double the share of the of Allah's rahmah. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you, Allah will create for you a light, تَمْشُونَ بِهِ, through which you will walk, and that will be on the day of Qiyamah, as discussed earlier in the surah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says two people, the three groups of people, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give double the share of reward. One is a person from the Ahli Kitab, he believed in, for example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he held on to the Torah, and then the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or a person that believed in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come and he brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some ulama have explained that this double reward is that within the hearts of some of them there was this very great desire or the thought that how I wish I was with the Nabi of Allah at that time. And because of that wish, now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and they brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why they will get that double reward. The second person in the hadith, just to complete the hadith quickly, is Abdun Mamluk, is a slave, not a servant but a slave. He fulfills the rights of Allah and he fulfills the rights of his master. And then the third is that person that owned a slave girl, and then after he owned her, in his ownership, he made her tarbiyat and he educated her Islamically, and in that way he saw to a spiritual elevation, a spiritual nourishment, and thereafter he freed her and then he married her. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about these three groups of people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant double the reward. Here Allah ta'ala adds, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Wallahu ghafurur rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Rabbul Izzat is most merciful. لِأَلَّا يَعْلَمَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ. All this so that the Ahli Kitab, the people who have been given the book, would know. أَلَّا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. That they do not have any power, they do not have ability upon the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in the total ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. And certainly the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the hands of Allah. It is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enforces a very, very important belief and a thought that with regards to Allah's fadl, Allah will grant it to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and no human being can question that. Forget even controlling that. Nobody can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did Allah grant a certain person from His grace? Or why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not grant a certain person from His grace? All that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاء. Allah grants it to whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires. If you remember, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the control of all things. Whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, everything is in the control of Allah. Allah is Mukhtar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the free choice, and He owns the privilege of controlling everything the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wants. That is, in so far as the different aspects of the universe was concerned, the bringing of night, the bringing of day, etc. Here Allah ta'ala concludes the surah now with this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the fadl and the grace of Allah is totally in the hands of Allah. It is totally in the control of Allah, beginning with nubuwat. Whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat grants nubuwat, there was nobody that could question Allah. Which Nabis Allah gave kitabs to, which Nabis Allah didn't give kitabs to, there was nobody that could question Allah. Which kitabs, which Nabis Allah Ta'ala had given sahifas to, there was no one that could question Allah. Who were those privileged people to be in the company of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam? In our case, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Who can question Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala had hand chosen, hand picked them, and like that every other fadl, every other grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty is great. In other words, Allah ta'ala is most gracious, and there is no one that is more gracious. There is no one that has greater grace than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.